CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
Welcome to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. I'm Moz Taylor, and if you can't stay for the whole program, or you want to hear it again, you'll find links to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. And you can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And for the price of a cup of coffee, you can help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's production while enjoying some premium benefits by becoming a select subscriber on Mixcloud. A lot of great music coming up on the program this week. That's going to include a number of new and recent releases. We're going to take a listen to pianist Brandon Goldenberg's latest, recorded live at Dizzy's, as well music from percussionist Samuel Torres. And we'll get us started this week with music out of the Canadian jazz scene from tenor player Tom Kinleyside. His latest album, called Third Street Wobble, this is the title track.
Thank you.
Listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Opening set, wrapping up with music out of the Toronto jazz scene. Latest album from Irish-born, Canadian-based drummer Mark Kelso and his Mystic Island project. From the album The Antrim Coast, we heard the track Ardmillan Drive. Some solo work from saxophonist Lewis Dennis and pianist Ewan Farncombe. New music before that from a native of Bogota, Colombia, now based in Brooklyn, Latin Grammy-winning percussionist and composer Samuel Torres off of his album A Dance for Birds. We heard The Song, and that's a 9-movement suite with the Bergamot String Quartet, solo from Troy Roberts on the saxophone. And the set started with music from Canadian saxophonist Tom Keenlyside, working with trumpet player Brad Turner, guitarist Tristan Paxton, D3 player Chris Drestren, and drummer Joe Poole, title track off the album Third Street Wobble.